Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on the new missile crisis currently and clumsily unfolding between us and North Korea. A confrontation that could too easily spiral into World War III. Reportedly, President Donald Trump improvised his response that if North Korea didn't stop its threatening behavior, they would suffer fire and fury like the world has never seen, in an amplification of the war of hyperbole with Kim Jong-un. Apparently, the president wants everyone to believe he's the sort of guy who would go to war because someone looked at him funny. And you got to admit, at that, he's been fairly successful. We're back to the age-old question, how do you negotiate with a madman who screams, "Your nation will swim in a sea of eyeballs"? Well, this time around, that's our guy. What we don't know is if Trump is responding to the chubby Korean kid's demonstration of an intercontinental ballistic missile that could hit the East Coast, or if, once again, he's trying to distract us from the Russian noose tightening around his neck. After all, he does love his bright, shiny objects, and the total annihilation of the species is about as shiny as they get. One thing we can be assured is if there is a nuclear war, it will be the greatest nuclear war in history, and the last. As Einstein said, World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. Meanwhile, the entire planet holds its breath as two immature children masquerading as leaders play a game of thermonuclear chicken on a chessboard with 7 billion pawns. Quick, someone find a queen, hopefully with dragons. The only silver lining in this ever-darkening cloud is that prices for package vacation tours to Guam are going for a song. Let's just hope that song isn't "The Eve of Destruction." For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.